Mr. President, Madam Comptroller, Senators, Delegates, Members of the City Council, Clergy, Colleagues in Public Service, Committed People of Baltimore, thank you for the opportunity to report on the progress of our city and to renew our commitment to the great cause of growing Baltimore. Mr. President, I thank you for the invitation to speak before the Council and for your candor, your conscience, and commitment to Baltimore's future. We share an understanding that the privilege to lead comes from the people, and that our success is measured in our service towards them and in the achievement of tangible goals for the greater good. To every member of this City Council, nothing works without your hard work, your dedication, and your collaboration. As I look back on what we've accomplished with your wisdom, ingenuity, and support, I applaud your courage to stand strong as a body for the sake of progress. And your personal independence makes Baltimore stronger. Lieutenant Governor Brown, thank you and the O'Malley Brown administration for your support of our efforts to make Baltimore a better, safer, stronger, and growing city. Attorney General Gansler, State's Attorney Bernstein, Clerk of the Courts Conway, Sheriff Anderson, Judge Baylor Thompson, and Judge Holland, thank you all for joining us today to renew your commitment to supporting our vision of Baltimore becoming the safest big city in America. Today, we affirm that we have the power to create the future that we want for Baltimore's families. We have the power to overcome the difficulties of economic and budget pressures. If we have the courage to use that power, our city's lingering narrative of post-industrial decline will not be the story of our future. Our charge is to grow Baltimore, to rebuild a thriving city where more families choose to live, a place where children find educational opportunity, where neighbors live in safety without abandon and blight, and where businesses make new investments, creating jobs for our people. Together, we believe a new urban story of growth can emerge from our collective choices. The new ideas and solutions that I will propose today, so we may pursue them in partnership, will be realistic and based in fact. The simple arithmetic of declining revenues and increasing expenses, and our own denial of it, has been the enemy of progress. Because the old ways of doing city business must end, our future will rely on our ability to evolve. As a community, we must reject the status quo and embrace a call for bold action. Baltimore citizens demand and deserve major change. Our work to get Baltimore growing again must be grounded first in stable city finances. It's the only sustainable path forward. It is a defining fight of our generation of leadership. And we, our local government, our businesses, our communities, are empowered to make it happen. We must change to grow. Over the past 3 years, we have achieved more results towards meeting the fundamental challenges that caused Baltimore's decline and impeded our ability to cement a turnaround. By reducing crime, the single most devastating driver of family flight, Baltimore has ended the spiral of endless desperation and moved towards a new, hopeful belief in the promise of safer neighborhoods. And instead of tolerating a perverse acceptance of senseless murder as a foregone conclusion out of our control, we now share a demand for a better government response, for a stronger community commitment to the protection of all of our citizens' lives. Since 2009, the number of murders and shootings in our city has been driven down to historic lows. Scores of families have been spared the tragedy of the loss of a loved one to gun violence. In 2012, over 300 fewer victims suffered the brutality of violent crime compared to just the year before. And five fewer youth, with their futures before them, had their lives cut down or cut short. It is not a straight line trend of progress. We've suffered painful cutbacks. Precious lives were lost that cannot be brought back. Our work to reduce violence would not be possible without the proud men and women of the police department who put their lives in danger. They have worked harder than ever before, and we must give them the resources and the tools they need to strengthen their efforts. A fully staffed police department, even when faced with budget cuts. Smarter deployments with more foot patrols in our neighborhoods, the most effective technology, including a state-of-the-art crime lab and an expanding crime camera network. Already, our network has grown by 100 new cameras since 2010. And we must continue to work hand-in-hand with state and federal criminal justice partners to increase resources, case quality, and criminal prosecutions, and to divert nonviolent offenders into treatment, especially our young people. Under Commissioner Batts, we continue to focus on getting illegal guns off the streets and targeting violent offenders and gangs. Yes, that small portion of our population that is responsible for the overwhelming majority of violence and terror. Under his leadership, we are establishing a renewed partnership with the police and neighborhoods that is built upon the idea of simple trust. By demanding professional courtesy and respect for all Baltimore City residents from every officer. And by making clear that the badge is a symbol of honor that must be worn only by those of sterling character. While we have demonstrated that we have the local power to reduce crime and violence, the importation of deadly guns into America's cities, and the ability of criminals and the disturbed to get their hands on them is rooted in a larger problem. How can we live in a country where gun violence is allowed to rage in our most dynamic urban centers and shatter the sense of security in suburban schools and communities? I will continue to work with state and federal elected leaders to answer this question and develop policies to reduce gun violence. Thank you. We need to muster the political courage to take bold action. The problem and the causes of gun violence can no longer be ignored or obfuscated by the gun lobby. We must stand for the safety of our citizens and for our children. Working closely with County Executive Rashern Baker, Baltimore and Prince George's County are standing together fighting for the same causes. From National Harbor to the Inner Harbor, we've stood together on jobs, on equality, and education. And today, we stand together to reduce gun violence. Please join me in welcoming a special leader in the movement to make Maryland safer, Prince George's County Executive Rashern Baker. Together, our jurisdictions represent nearly 1.5 million Marylanders, and our voices will be heard. I am confident Maryland citizens will join together in support of sweeping reforms in state and federal gun laws. Governor O'Malley and President Obama have both proposed bold legislation worthy of our full support. If we stand with one voice, we can ban assault weapons and high-capacity guns, increase criminal penalties for straw purchases, strengthen record-keeping by gun dealers, and tighten license requirements for gun purchases. Stronger gun laws will make a difference. Our representative governments can make us safer, and we must act now to help save lives. Thank you.